The word today is road. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Doug Schrader. There is a misperception prevalent today that many religions lead to the same place, heaven. But simply being on a journey doesn't mean you will arrive at the proper destination. You need to be traveling in the right direction, on the right path. Here to teach us more about charting a proper spiritual course is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Road.
There is a common misunderstanding about religion nowadays and about how to get to heaven. The vast majority of people feel in their heart that they will one day be in heaven, although there is a lot of confusion. A lot of people think, well, it doesn't matter which way or what faith you practice, you'll probably still get there. In their mind, in their heart, I think if they're relying on God being kind and that if he sees effort or if he sees sincerity, he's going to allow people into heaven even though they might have gotten it wrong, even though they might have practiced the wrong religion. Actually, that's a really dangerous mindset. It's a very, very dangerous thought process. Christianity makes it abundantly clear that all roads don't lead to heaven, that there is only one proper path to eternal life, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And even though Christians are sometimes accused of being narrow-minded, sometimes are exclusivist, other people say, it's not true. In fact, Christianity is inclusive. Christianity is extended, the offer of salvation is given to all people, regardless of social status, regardless of your physical appearance, your language, your skin color. Christianity is offered to all. It is a salvation that is granted to all people in Jesus. The way that it is exclusive is in the means of salvation. And this makes a lot of sense. The method of people being saved is not just, well, whatever system works for you. That doesn't happen in real life, and it doesn't get as good results in anything else. You know, if a person wanted to repair a car or fill a gas tank of a car with fuel, well, whatever works, in other words, anything will do, is not the proper answer. You must use the proper fuel. If you were to pour sand into the gas tank, or if you were to put rocks or let's say some soda into the car, it would wreck the engine. It wouldn't enhance it. And in so many other facets of life, whatever is not the proper answer. There is a correct answer. And in Christianity, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, no one comes to the Father but by me. This is the exclusive nature of Christianity. But it is wrong when people critique and accuse Christians of being narrow-minded or exclusivist. All people are offered this salvation in Jesus. I would like to discuss that with the image of a road. As we said before, if you travel a road, you have to head in the right direction in order to get to your destination. It doesn't do you good to head in the wrong direction. You won't get closer to your goal. Well, in terms of this image of a road, I'd like to share Isaiah chapter 35, where it is a beautiful description of a road that people are walking as they head toward the promised land. Listen to Isaiah 35, verse 5. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. It's such a peaceful, beautiful image of people walking, traveling in an ideal environment with no fear, no worries. There's lots of beauty, and they are heading toward their ultimate hope, their ultimate goal. Boy, isn't that what you want? Don't you want to travel through this life and know that you're heading toward your joys, toward your dreams? Don't you want to be on a path that's going to take you toward bliss and an eternity filled with love and beauty? I think we all would like this. The message of the scriptures is that it doesn't just come by traveling any old direction, going wherever you wish, focusing on activities and ideas and being involved in things that might be against God's will. There needs to be a direction. There needs to be a clear movement toward God and toward heaven if we expect to end up there one day. That's what John the Baptizer was saying in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3. He was calling people to repentance. He was asking them to consider which path in life they were on. Listen to what he says. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. There's two different aspects to this. John was speaking during the Roman Empire about 2,000 years ago, and they had an extensive road system. It was fantastic. They had tens of thousands of miles of roads, smooth pathways that had been made for people to travel. It was quite an amazing engineering feat. And so John is almost discussing like a road construction crew for Rome, that they would fill in the valleys, that they would take down the hills in order to make a good pathway, a good highway for people to travel. In the same way, he is asking us in our heart to remove obstacles, to get rid of things that would make it inconvenient for the Lord to dwell with us in our hearts. In a sense, consider that God would travel with us and walk alongside us. And if in our minds we have things that are ugly, horrible, nasty, this would not be too convenient. It would be offensive. It would be not right for the Lord to find those things in us. And so John is basically saying, just like the Romans tackled this tough terrain and made the pathway smooth, so also we have to repent of our sins, get rid of the imperfections and the flaws the best we can, prepare ourselves for the Lord when he comes. And then there's a second aspect to this too, that Jesus, when he arrived, was showing us that he is the way to heaven. The pathway to peace starts with him. And we need to set foot in faith on that pathway. We need to give ourselves to Jesus because he is going to direct us. He is going to lead us to eternal life. Now, how do we know that? Well, the quote of John talking about the rough ways made smooth and the crooked paths made straight, he was actually quoting Isaiah in the Old Testament. And Isaiah even used the analogies of the eyes of the blind being opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the mute tongue would shout for joy. Now, here's the thing. Jesus did those very things. He showed us that he has the power as the Son of God to heal the lame, to open the eyes of the blind. He preached the good news of the kingdom. He cast out demons. You see, he was showing us that the road to eternal life starts with him. And that if we put our faith in him, it is like taking our first steps on that road to life everlasting. And Jesus pointed out that there are two options you can spend in your life, time traveling down whatever other road you want. You can follow drugs, you can follow material success, you can follow popularity, you can follow intellectualism, whatever it is, you can travel whatever route you want, but that is the broad road. That is the highway that leads to destruction. Then there is the narrow path. The path that leads to peace and to eternal life. That comes with Jesus Christ. He showed us that he is the way. He is the path. And we need to commit ourselves to him. So it's a very simple analogy of the road. We need to repent of our sins. We need to clear the way so that Jesus can come in and walk with us on a daily basis. If we don't repent of our sins, these become obstacles and problems, and they can mislead us and take us astray. Once we've done that, we need to put our faith in Jesus as the path, as the means to life eternal, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if you've not gotten on that path, it is time to make the concerted effort to do so. You have to ask God to forgive your sins, receive Jesus Christ in as your Lord, and say, I believe in you, Lord Jesus. Lead me to life eternal. Only those that are on that path are guaranteed eternal life. There's many alternative directions to go, but they lead in destruction. So come to Jesus Christ. See him as your means, your access to life eternal. Get on that road to heaven.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Joy. Joy is a short word study in the fourth chapter of Philippians. If you enjoyed Pastor Schrader's message today, you'll appreciate having this booklet on this important topic. So write today for your free copy of Joy. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.